Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. It's a common concern. As a human, we're always wondering, is there a greater purpose? Is there something bigger out there? Is there something that's working for me or against me? And we wonder, does the universe really, really hear us? And I'm here to tell you, the universe has got you. And because we're not skilled in understanding how to communicate with the universe, to understand the signs that they're giving us, to be able to have a two-way dialogue, we often get stuck in our heads and play out the scenario of, I'm here all alone, I'm walking in the dark by myself, nobody's here to help me. And really, the fact of the matter is that you are here and you can co-create your destiny. You can co-create your human experience with the universe. So yes, the universe is here for you. The universe hears you when you speak to it, and the universe responds to you. Because technically, really, we are working together to create our experience, whether it's what our soul needs to grow, or whether it's what our ego needs, or what other people around us in our circle, what they might need. So the universe is always working, but it's very interconnected and it's very vast and it's expansive. So it's, yes, it's about you, but it's not all about you. So sometimes when you put out a request into the universe and you don't see it come back as fast as you want, you can start to give up. You can start to feel bad. You can start to go down that rabbit hole of, well, I'm here by myself. There's nothing that I can do. Nobody's going to help me. I guess the universe doesn't work. Nothing that I ever ask for comes true. But really, the heart of the matter is that what you might have just requested is going to take time, may not be for your soul's highest good. So that what that means is, if your soul is not going to improve by this, or learn, or expand, or ascend, you will be spared from that. So the universe will spare you from that experience, because sometimes our ego, our brain, our thoughts, our human side of us believes that we want something so deeply that we believe that we need to pray on it, to manifest on it, to ask everybody to talk about it, to make it happen, to work our butts off to try to get to that goal. When really, at the end of the day, it's not what is going to be for your highest good, for your soul's highest purpose. And the universe is saying, if you get that thing, you're going to be in a different spot, in a spot that you don't like, in a spot that you can't see right now because you think it's going to solve all your problems. You think if you get that house, if you buy that car, if you get that raise, if you, you know, wear those clothes, you're going to be a better person. You're going to feel better. You're going to be happier. All your problems are going to be solved. But the universe knows that that is not the case. There is so much that goes into the soul and the purpose and the lessons and the whole aspect of humanity and consciousness. And so because you may ask for something does not mean that it's going to work. So let's use this as an example. You want your soulmate. You pray on it every day. You manifest on it. You journal on it. You do your affirmations. You chant on it. You write things down. You burn it on a full moon. You've done all the things, because that's what spiritual leaders say to do, right? They say, do all these things. But they also say, you can do all of these things to identify if it's truly what you want. Know if it's what you want. Pay some mind, pay some time, pay some attention to it. By going through those rituals, by going through those practices, it's going to allow you, hopefully, the ability to connect on a deeper, deeper level with yourself, to truly reflect on if this is what you want, or to refine it a little bit, get a little bit more specific about what you want, or become aware of what you don't want. So by doing all of those things, you think, okay, I've done all of this and now I'm ready. And then you wait, and then crickets. You hear nothing. You see nothing. You feel nothing. Your soulmate has not arrived. So this must be not working for you. You must be the only person on the planet that feels like you can't get something to manifest, that you can't get this to work out. But what we have learned is that you may be ready, but your soulmate may not. Your soulmate might be out there, and I'm using the term soulmate because that's what people believe that they want, believe what they need. And soulmate has a different meaning to me. And sometimes soulmate is not a romantic partner. But you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're ready. You've done all your work. You've dug deeper into what you need, what you want, what you desire. You are ready. And then your partner isn't. Because maybe they are not ready. Maybe they are ending a relationship and they're not in the space to start a new one. Maybe they're finishing school and their relationship status is not on a priority for them. There are many different reasons. I could list 1,000 reasons why somebody may not be ready at the proper time that you're ready. But the universe knows that it's not about timing, because timing is a human-made thing. Timing is something that we as humans need to grasp and need to employ as a concept, so that we have some sort of guidelines, some sort of structure, so that we're not just wandering around aimlessly, you know, feeling like we don't know what's going on and when it's going to happen. And we want to have some sort of structure so that we can create goals, we can reach our goals, we can have progress, and time helps humans do this. But from a spiritual perspective, from the universe, timing is infinite, right? So from a soul's perspective, timing is important because it has to happen at the right time for you to learn the right lesson, to teach the right thing, to heal the right thing, to do the right thing. So all of those things are important, but what is yours will not pass you by. Unless you choose to ignore it, unless you choose to take yourself out of the game, unless you choose to not pick it up when it's being put down. So again, that goes back to co-creating your existence, co-creating your experience, because yes, the universe is here to serve you. Yes, the universe is here. It has you. It's got your back. It is always working for you. It is always listening to you. It is always responding to you. But as a human, we need to be patient. We need to be understanding. We need to be compassionate. We need to be respectful. And incidentally, those are all the things that we are here to learn. And it really comes down to self-love. If we are in a state of self-love, we trust ourselves to be where we are in the moment we're in it and like it. We are compassionate with ourselves when things don't go right. We show compassion. We're respectful. We talk nice to ourselves. We build ourselves up. We show ourselves the way in a very respectful manner. And we're patient because we know that where we are is where we're supposed to be. And all of the things that are coming to us right now are gifts from the universe. They are things that you get to experience, not have to experience. They're things that you get to experience. So when you're in that state, and you're able to understand your own experience with your spirituality. How do you connect to the universe? What are you doing? So here's some of the things that you can do, because really, if the universe is always speaking to you and always responding to you and always doing for you, is it you that's not listening? Is it you that's not hearing? Is it you that's not connected? Are you missing it? Is it so subtle that you're not really sure? Are you doubting it? Are you questioning every little thing? Are you blowing things off as a coincidence? If you believe in coincidence, you believe in spirit messages. Because what is coincidence? Something that happens at the same time as a result of what? Luck or chance? And the same can be true for spiritual messages. Something that happens at the same time that you need it unexpectedly. And we may not know that we need it. We may not know that we should take it. So coincidence and messages could be misconstrued. But if you can believe in what a coincidence might be, and you can be okay to accept the meaning of coincidence and brush it off, then you should be able to understand and employ the concept of connectivity to the universe, which is receiving messages and insight. So how do you work with the universe? How can we do this? So we're going to set intentions. We're going to put our request out there. We're going to really know ourselves to the core. We're going to say, I know myself so much that I've already done the reflection. I've already questioned myself. I've already designed what I desire. I'm not saying I want a soulmate. I'm going to be specific here as an example, and I'm going to use my husband just as an example. So I want a man who's 6'3". I want a man who is in sports, who was athletic. I want a man who is got a good sense of humor, who is kind, who likes to talk, who is somebody who puts family values first, who is somebody who likes to be able to do things with us and explore and have adventures and yada, yada, yada. So I'm getting specific because those things I know would be important to me. So when Mr. Right shows up in front of my face, I'm not going to miss him because I'm going to be very aware that this is exactly what I've asked for. I've exactly asked for this. I've talked about his emotional, his mental, his spiritual, and his physical self. And I have created and I have requested and I've put out there and I've become aware that this is what I want. Now you can do this with anything. You could do this with the amount of money you want to receive. You can do this with connecting to your loved ones in spirit. You can do this with creating and attracting a job. You can do this with designing a room in your home. You can do this with anything. So be specific, set intentions, know yourself enough to know what you truly, truly, actually want. Because if you don't want somebody who talks a lot and you asked for that, then you're going to get that. And then you're going to be resistant to it. And then you're going to be like, why did the universe send me this? And on the opposite side of this, if you just put it out there and say, I want Mr. Right to come knocking on my door. I want Mr. Right. And the universe is like, well, she doesn't really know. Amber doesn't really know what she wants out there. So I'm going to see. I'm going to have to try this out. Because I don't have an algorithm. I'm going to try to see what happens. So I'm going to send her this guy. And she's going to say, what the heck was that? The universe must be playing some crazy trick on me. I cannot believe it. I had the worst date of my life. I've never experienced something. He was rude. He was late. He was whatever. And then the universe is going to say, well, that didn't work out. So she doesn't like that. So I'll keep that in mind. So let me try this. I'm going to send her this. And you're going to like, what in the heck was that? That was a bit closer, but not really what I was thinking. And if you are confused by that, they might send you another person at the same time. And you might be like, well, I can see parts of you in him and parts of you in him.
So now I'm like, I've got, you know, two people make one, but I'm not happy with either of them as my soulmate, as my forever person, but I can see the traits and characteristics in each of these things. So now the universe is like, okay, now she has to set her boundary. Now she has to make an intention. Now she has to make an action and say, this is not what I want, but I'm willing to take a chance and wait for the right time at the right moment in the right place in my life to be able to get what the universe is now going to send me. Because after trial and error, because you weren't specific, you didn't know, you didn't give yourself enough time to understand what you want, you didn't ask yourself, now the universe will send you something magical. But it took time. And it takes time, usually because we're not in alignment with what we're asking for, or because we truly just don't know what we're asking for. So if you don't know, how the heck is the universe supposed to send you something? So you do need to have a co-creation kind of mindset here. Now, how do you connect? Now that you've set your intentions, you know yourself, you put out the request, you're ready. Now you've got to be connected. So you got to know the signs. You have to know how you're communicating with the universe, which means that what is your spiritual practice? What are you doing to be aware that now that you've put it out there, that it's going to be responded to? So what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for a big bang over the head? Are you waiting for somebody to say, I am the universe and I am answering you and this is your response? Or are you paying attention to the subtle signs? What are you doing? How do you connect? So know your own way to communicate and be open to the fact that they may come in many marvelous ways. There's times where I've connected and I've asked the universe to send me a sign and I let it go, because that's another thing. You can't hold on to it. You can't have the expectations. You can't hold on to the outcome. You have to put it out there and just let it go and trust the universe is doing this. Now, this is a big deal. Trust me. I can hear you saying, well, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anything. How do I trust it when I don't know it? I can't see it. I can't feel it. I'm not sure what's going on. But the more you practice trusting in the universe, the more that you will see that you're getting evidence of the signs being given to you, of the requests being responded to. And you're also probably, after certain levels of practice, able to know, once I put my request out there, it takes 3 days to hear back. Because after a certain amount of time, you're seeing a pattern in when they respond to you and how they respond to you, the universe. So are you using all of your senses? Are you able to know and see and feel and smell and taste? Are you able to feel the vibration? Are you able to use all of your senses to pick up the messages, to pick up the responses from the universe? Are you picking up on the response from overhearing a conversation, which happens to be the same thing you just asked about, and now someone else is having the same conversation? Are you now listening? Have your ears perked up? Have you tuned in? Have you thought, holy moly, that is exactly what I just asked about, and now someone else is talking about it? So listen, play it out. Let's see what happens, because likely you're going to get your response in there. Are you listening to music lyrics? Because again, they will communicate with you in all these ways. TV shows, magazine articles, books, dreams, synchronicities, repeating numbers. All of these things are going to be ways in which the universe will respond. So knowing how you connect and being open to the ways that it comes in is going to help you understand and have evidence that the universe is listening and is responding. Now, The main part here that some people overlook is that because we are in a co-creation mindset, we also have to live in alignment and embody the joy and the peace and the happiness and all the things that we desire. We have to live in that right now. So back to the example, I'm going to be happy when I get my car. I'm going to be happy when I get the house. I'm going to be happy when I get those clothes. I'm going to be happy when I get that raise. I'm going to be happy when I get that job. Those are not the ways that you embody or align to your desires or help the universe co-create. So it's living in alignment with what you desire now so that the universe can attract to that vibrational frequency, because what you're emitting is what you will receive back. So if I'm emitting a low vibration frequency of doubt, of fear, of mistrust, of no faith, it's going to be very, very difficult to be able to get the messages to be received through you and your vibrational frequency. So if you're emitting joy and peace and happiness and self-love, and I'm not talking about rainbows and butterflies 24/7. I'm talking about just being okay with where you are and who you are in the moment you're in it. And that can be different for all of us. But it's to find peace in the present moment. It's to be mindful. It's to be able to be in the space you're in. So that's a hugely important piece. So now, the thing is too, not all of the ways that the universe will send you a response or serve you will be in the ways that you believe are to be great and exciting and gonna blow your mind. So it could be in a way of losing a job, losing a relationship, a friendship ending. It could be in ways of losing money. It could be losing your house. It could be, again, the list can go on and on and on. So if you can think of a time in your life where something happened to you, because that's what we say, how come this happened to me? But it's really, it happened for you. So if you can embrace that mindset, and it's not going to be easy. So you have to do the work to really understand how to switch that mindset around. Because I'm telling you, I get it. I understand it from a very personal level. When you watch other people be victimized by their life, by victimized, I mean, everything happens to them. They're walking under a black, dark cloud. You know, if I didn't have bad luck, I'd have no luck. You know, everything's miserable. Everything's bad, pessimistic. Then they create more of that. That energy, that frequency vibration I was telling you about, will create more and attract more of that. But the point is that it's not happening to them to some extent, because again, you're co-creating, right? What I put out, I'm going to magnify. What I put out, I'm going to multiply. But also in the co-creation aspect of it. So sometimes we have negative things that happen to us, but it's the universe that's having our back. They can see the bigger picture. They can see the connectedness of it. They can see the from the greater consciousness and the collective of what this means. Now, it might not be something that you understand today or even 5 years from now, but one day you're going to go, oh, maybe I lost this relationship so that they had time to spend with somebody else before they died. Maybe I lost this job because I was going to get a better opportunity a month from now. And if I really had have taken that other job, I wouldn't have gotten this opportunity. Maybe my relationship ended because I had no idea that we had as many issues as we had. And when we really kind of are honest with ourselves and stop forcing things to work, forcing things, do you know how much energy it takes to force your life, to force the things that are happening? Because it really is easier when you go with the flow and you have trust in the process. And that doesn't mean that you have to be naive and you have to let people take advantage of you, or that you will come off as stupid or flighty or airhead or whatever, because those are things that other people have speculated about. Those are judgments. That doesn't mean it's true. If you trust and you love, it doesn't mean that you're naive and you can be taken advantage of. That's their problem to understand, not yours. So it's living your truest version of yourself with the highest vibration and intention to to live in alignment with flow and with ease, and to allow things to come up and go down and come up and go down again. And it's accepting that. It's accepting that wherever you are in your life, the universe will have your back. You are co-creating it. You have to make choices that are going to be for your highest good, just as much as the universe has to provide for you what is for your highest good. So choices that you make, like if you cross the street without looking for cars, the universe isn't just going to magically have, you know, all the cars veer away. I mean, maybe that might happen one day because that might be for your highest good and for your journey. But what I'm saying is, the point was, you can't just willy-nilly walk around with no intention, no accountability, and no co-creation and expect everything to just be perfect. Because I think that's the difference in understanding how to work with the universe and how to take some accountability to co-create your experience. So doing this is very helpful because when you see that these things that might be negative to you at the beginning, losing a job might be stressful and upsetting, and what am I going to do? But it comes back down to, do you have trust in the universe? Do you have trust in yourself? Because you found a job before, you can find a job again. You know, so just knowing that you have the strategies and the tools and the capability to help yourself, to ask for help from the people around you, to put it out there to the universe to get to understand and surrender to what is coming for you that might be better than what you've ever understood at this very moment, in this very second, in this very place right now. And when you get there, it is so powerful. It is so magnificent. And it is so magical because you start to surrender to it all. You literally go through life with the intention that you're going to get everything that you need that's for your highest good and for the highest good of everybody involved in your circle. And you know that you can trust yourself to co-create with the universe because you have the skills, abilities, and strategies and tools necessary to do so. So when something negative comes up, you can fall back on those belief systems, on those proofs, on those validations to get you through that time so that you can keep your vibrational frequency of that is emitting the higher level of vibration. I can still be shook by something. I can still be upset by something, but how quickly I bounce back from that will change the quality of the frequency I'm emitting out into the universe so that we're back on track. There's always little blips in the universe. There's always little blips in technology. We have blips everywhere. And those blips might sound something like feeling really sad for a day because I've lost my job. Turns into tomorrow, I've given myself the time to be sad. Now I'm going to co-create. Now I'm going to get out there. Now I'm going to do something for myself. I'm going to take accountability. I'm going to co-create. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to use my skills and my strategies and my tools to create something else for myself. Because if I do not do that, I'm going to stay in this low vibrational frequency, and then more negative attracts because of the negative I'm putting out. So now all of a sudden, when it rains, it pours. So now, how do I keep this going? How do I not allow myself to get into that low vibration frequency? So it would be to understand, be aware, and set an intention that you want to keep that going. You want to honor yourself. And it kind of goes back to basically what you do for self-love, the act of self-care. So it could be things like, if I want to work with the universe, I need to be aware that I need to spend more time out in nature. I need to spend time connecting to earth. I need to spend time connecting by being out in nature and doing things outside and feeling the sun on my skin and the breeze over my face, and to be able to feel the grass under my feet. I need to feel like I'm, you know, nurturing earth. Maybe I'm gardening and I'm watering flowers and I'm going for a bike ride. Maybe I'm doing things to eliminate pollution and doing all the things you can to like nurture Mother Earth, connect to the universe, do meditations, be willing to accept the responses and the service the universe is giving you as that it has happened. They are responding. Be grateful for that. Anytime you receive anything, show your gratitude back out. Like when you get a sign, when you get a validation, when the universe responds to you, the very first thing is gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You don't have to say it. You can think it, you can feel it. But when you
feel an emotion so intently, you are creating an energy. And that energy is what we are responding with. The energy that you believe to be so true that it evokes an emotional response is going to create an energetic frequency that's going to allow you to tap in, to allow you to use that frequency to manifest things, to witness and attract more signs from the universe, to attract more communication with the universe. So all of these things are going to be things that you need to identify for yourself. You need to know what you do, how you expect it, and then surrender to it all. Because when you expect something, it's usually because the proof is in the pudding. I expect a message in 3 days, but I surrender to the idea that it could be more or less or never, depending on what my soul needs. And so it's the idea I'm co-creating, meaning I'm gonna ask the universe, and then I'm gonna know that, you know, every time I ask the universe, I usually hear within the week. But I'm going to surrender to that because I'm not going to be waiting. I'm not going to circle it in my planner and say, on this day, I'm going to get my answer. No, 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 no. I'm going to surrender now. I've left it out there. I've asked once and only once. I don't need to worry about it again because I was so passionate about it that the universe picked up on my energetic emotional frequency, and they know I'm aligned. They know I am ready for it. Now I'm going to let them do the work. So I'm going to go about my day. I'm going to live in alignment with my joy. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to go for my drives. I'm going to eat great meals. I'm going to have good times with my friends. I'm going to watch movies all day. I'm going to stay in my pajamas. I'm going to do all the things I want to do. And I'm going to live my life because time is passing anyway. So I'm going to enjoy it no matter what happens to me, because I'm going to be grateful for what I get in the moment I get to get it. And I'm happy to be there. And then when the sign comes, when the validation comes, when the opportunity comes, I am going to be in such gratitude. I'm going to magnify that gratitude out into the universe so that it is a sonar signal, can be heard all across the universe. And then I'm going to embody it. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to live it. And I'm going to take what I have just received, and I am going to do better for humanity. I'm going to do better for myself. I am going to go out there, and I'm going to serve, and I'm going to take what I have just received and go out there and live my highest good. I'm going to align to my highest purpose, and I am going to go with the flow. And so once we get there, and once we know that, and once we practice it over and over and over again, we realize the universe truly has our back. It has always had our back, and it is always listening to you. It is always responding to you. So be very, very intentional with what you put out there and how you speak to yourself, how you speak to the universe, how you respond when you don't get what you want, how you respond when you get what you want. Because all of these things are emitting the frequencies that continue that two-way conversation with the universe, and it amplifies.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.